This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his 128th birth anniversary, celebrated as Parakram Divas at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and other leaders also paid their respects. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration was organised for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days starting from 23rd January 2025. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Modi urged citizens to stay united in the pursuit of Viksit Bharat. In his video message, Prime Minister said, countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
2021 the government has decided that the Netaji ki jayanti ko ab Parakram Divas India Gate ke samip Netaji ki vishal pratima lagana, Andaman mein dweep ka naam Netaji ke naam par rakhna, Ganatantra Divas ki parade mein INA ke jawanon ko naman karna, sarkar ki isi bhavna ka prateek hai.
While interacting with school students present at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, the Prime Minister inquired the students, what is the goal of the nation by 2047? To which a student with utmost confidence answered, to make India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also termed the PM Surya Ghar Yojana as a tool to tackle climate change. He said that solar panels installed on the rooftop of the house under the scheme helps in producing electricity through solar energy, eliminating the need to pay electricity bills. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto has arrived in New Delhi last night ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. President Prabowo is the chief guest of this year's Republic Day celebrations. Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita received him at the airport in the national capital. During his 4-day visit, President Prabowo will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will also have meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and attend the ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. This visit will provide an opportunity for the leaders to undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties as well as to discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav expressed confidence that India will comfortably maintain a 6-8% economic growth rate while keeping inflation under check in the coming years. Mr. Vaishnav stated this during a session at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. He said, inclusive growth remains a key pillar of India's economic blueprint while focusing on manufacturing, services and simplification of laws. He also held a discussion with founder and executive chairman of World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold the Halwa ceremony, the final stage of the Union Budget preparation process, today in New Delhi. As per the convention, she will be joined by the Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, secretaries and senior officials during the ceremony. The Union Budget 2025-26 will be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of next month. Campaigning for 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar urged election management bodies to streamline strategies for addressing challenges like cybersecurity threats and misinformation. Indian short film Anuja has received a significant milestone by securing a nomination in the Best Short Film Live Action category for the Oscars 2025. Emilia Perez leads the way this year with 13 nominations, including Best Picture, making it the most nominated foreign film in Oscar history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.